Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Chief Reporter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, and thereabouts, bringing greetings to you today, trusting that you had a safe, lovely New Year's Eve. We thank God, Well, New Year's Eve. And we thank God for you and you, that you have entered into this new year happy. You know, there's been so much misery going on. We want to know if you've been happy. Okay, amen. Now, there's a lot of things going on in this world, in people's lives today, and every time you look around, something else is going on, you know, today. But anyway, what we're going to do here today, we're going to let, as Bishop, would you give us a prayer in Diane's place right now?
Yes, Lord, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you. In this year of 2019, the second day, oh God, you have blessed us to see another day. And Lord, we give you praise, we give you glory for a brand new year. Lord, we thank you for all that you have done in our lives. You have brought us up to this present moment. And we realize that your grace and your mercy is able to carry us on. And Lord, for this we tell you thank you. Lord, we thank you for the many doors that you have opened and closed in our faith. We thank you for how you yet moving as we speak, knowing that you are very swift in answering prayer. You declared in your word, while we're yet calling, you said you will answer. You said while we're yet speaking, you will hear. And we thank you for victory through our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. And Lord, for this we tell you thank you. Lord, we bring those that's on our prayer list before you. Lord, we ask you to touch, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We speak wholeness. We speak wellness, oh God, to those that's on our prayer list, those that we are duty bound to pray for. Lord, we thank you for stretching out your healing and delivering hand, knowing that you took a strike for all matter of sin, sickness, and diseases. And Lord, for this we tell you thank you. Oh, we bless you this morning, knowing that you are able to do abundantly and above that all that we can ask or think, according to the power that lies within us. And Lord, I thank you for a fresh fire anointing, oh God, on this prayer line this morning, oh God, on the blog talk, oh God, this morning, oh God, over the airwaves. Lord, we ask you now to touch. Lord, stretch out your hand this morning. Lord, I thank you for touching the apostle. Thank you for touching Deacon Mike. Thank you for touching, oh God, my body. Thank you for touching Diane this morning. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, knowing that your word would not go out and return to you void, but it would accomplish what it pleases. And we give you praise for victory this morning. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for all that you are doing. Thank you for turning, oh God, every negative into a positive. We thank you for turning every bad situation and making some good out of it. Oh, we bless you this morning. Thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we shall not lack for no good things. Oh, we bless you this morning. Thank you for encouraging somebody's heart, oh God, on this line, oh God, today, oh God. Touch in a mighty and miraculous way. And Lord, we thank you. We thank you for stirring the minds of the unsaved, the backslider, those that have fallen by the wayside. Father, we pray that you bring them to a saving grace of your knowledge. Oh, we give you praise for that, sir. That somebody, oh God, this morning, oh God, will cry out, what must I do to be saved? And we give you praise for that. Oh God, this year would be their year of knowing you as Lord and Savior, that you are the only true and risen Savior, and you are God of the living and not the dead, and we bless you. Oh, we glorify your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Now, if we didn't pray for you, you didn't call us, we need you to call us at what? 347-857-3925, press the 1, so that we can get your name and what it is we are praying for. We're praying for all our friends all over, wherever you are today, whatever situation you're in, we are praying for you. We are praying for a new year, for a new year. Later on, we're going to talk to you about that. New Year's, we want you to talk to us about your new year. We want to know what you promised God you're going to do. Did you make a covenant with him also, okay? All right, praise God. Now let me give you a little word, just a short word. The way we pray shows how we live. The way we live shows how we pray. The way we pray shows how we live. The way we live shows how we pray. Okay? Amen. Praise the Lord. Now today is a dreary looking day for as the weather's concerned, but you know everybody, every city all over the world just about got some kind of crazy weather going on, right? Amen. But nevertheless, we thank God for being here today. We thank God for Bishop Porter. We thank God for Deacon Mike. And we thank God for Sister Diane, who's not with us right now. Praise God. We ask that you pray for her. Okay? Amen. God is good to us, isn't he? I tell you, every day I have to thank God for life. I thank God for bringing me over into 2019, don't you? I thank God. It hasn't been beautiful all the time. Everything hasn't been just like I wanted it to be. But nevertheless, I'm thankful. How about you? I am thankful. Isn't that right? Because if we just think about the 23rd Psalm. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and fear, I will fear no evil. I will fear no evil, for thou with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Isn't that what he told us? Now think about that. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. And this is what we're going to talk about, that shadow of death. He said the shadow of death. Now what we should have done, everyone, be a good thing if you haven't done it, do it now. Let's put 2018 to rest. How about that? We're going to put 2018 to rest. We're going to bury it. We're going to have a funeral over it. Bid it goodbye. And we're not going to shed a tear. Isn't that right? Come on now. Think about it. See, we walk through the valleys of death in 2018. This is what we did. You did. Now, if you didn't and you still carrying it, we got a problem here, don't we? We're going to have to take you a little bit further so that you can bury all that happened to you, all that bad stuff that happened that you remember It seems like it just happened yesterday, don't it? Mm-hmm. And your yesterday was a yesterday and a day before. That was your yesterday. But this is the time now to do what? Bury it. Get rid of it. Let it go. Fearing what people said or what happened to you, thinking that it may happen again. What are the chances of it happening again as it happened, just like it happened in 2018? Now, if you're still remembering, if you're still bringing things up from there, then therefore it will happen now, isn't it? Because you wanted it to come back. You wanted to still be alive, You wanted to remember the hurt. You wanted to remember the pain. You want to remember all the things that happened. Now, the prophecies that have gone forth in 2018 was when you're shifting out of 2018, you're coming out of it, you're leaving it behind, is what you've heard from all points, haven't you? Now, are you going to believe it or are you going to relive it? You're going to relive the pain and the hurt? Listen, I don't want to relive no pain. Mentally, physically, financially, in any other way, I do not want to relive the pain. Get rid of the pain. Now, let's start anew. Something different. Tell yourself today, something different is going to happen this year, because he say when his rod and staff, with his rod and staff, they're going to comfort me. I got God's rod and staff with me to comfort me. I have escaped many things, 2018. I have escaped death. No matter if you was in a car wreck and you still here, you escaped death, didn't you? Come on, talk to me now. You don't have to fear. Now, I know you got a fear of a car now. Every car's coming and all of this. I know how that go. But listen, we're going to bury it today so that it don't come up. It does not take control over your life. Now you're coming into life. He said, I came that you may have life and that more abundantly. So your abundant life should start now. Today should be the second day of your abundant life. Whether you see it or not, it should be abundant. Why? Because you're speaking it. You're calling it as it was, as it is. What God has said, that when you call those things that be not as though they already were, it is so. Tell yourself today, it is so. I'm living an abundant life because God came to give it to me. Therefore, I'm accepting it. Amen. I'm accepting mine. How about you? What did the preacher say? Did you go to church? I don't know whether you went to church New Year's Eve or not. But whether you did or not, listen to me. When you start a new year, things should be changed in your thinking, in your life, in your household. No matter how they try to bring up the old things, all the past things, and the things that only carries a death warrant on it, you get rid of it now, right now, the day. We don't want you to carry it, not a step further. Don't go any further with it. Talk to yourself right now. Prophesy to yourself right now and say 2018 and all its ills and all its chaos and all its disturbances, I bury you now. I pronounce over you right now that I am alive today, and I shall continue to be alive in Christ Jesus, because he's the one that comforted me. His rod and his staff is comforting me even now. even when I'm talking about it right now, it's comforting me. Now I want you to be comforted today. The second day of the year, we want you to be comforted. Now I know you might have got a bad news from the doctor. Your body feel bad, you know. And with all this here rain and cold and everything, I guess your body do feel bad because it reacts to the weather, don't it? Your author come walking by and in your legs and your knees and everything.
Oh, yeah.
He walks by and then here come off the riders come with him. He bring riders riding with him and everything. You got all kind of things that occur. You might have lost something or somebody and all. Yes, you might have lost them, but if they were in Christ, you didn't lose anything, did you? My God, see, I'm trying to get that comfort to enter into your domain. I want that comfort to enter into your home. We want the comfort. You know, if you're sick or somebody in your family is sick, listen here. We say this is the year you are coming out of it. You're coming out of that darkness. You're coming out of that sickness because 2019 is going to present it to you to accept it. And when you accept it, you confess it. And when you confess it, you walk in. How about that? Will you do that today? Come on, I just need you to do that today. Tell all of your misery goodbye. See, you need to tell them goodbye today. Tell those that criticize and those agnostics and those people that are always talking negative, tell them goodbye. If you can't cut them from your life, now I want to know why you can't cut them from your life with all that negativity. Why? They mean so much to you. So now you continuing on, so you make them alive because you are keeping them close to you because you say, oh, you know, I love you. I thank you so much. But you don't love negativity, don't, do you? No, you don't. We want to get rid of it today. Right now, bury it, pronounce it. You know, when the coroner in the funeral home man come, he say, this person is dead, right? Well, now you tell it, that negativity, that negative person, it's dead. All that negative stuff you're talking and trying to impart on me is dead. I will not accept it anymore. Tell them like it is. Anymore. I don't want it. Enough is enough. This is a new year. This is a year that you hear many promises. You've heard the prophets, different prophets giving many promises from the Lord. Are you going to accept those promises? Or are you going to listen to the devil and his promise? His promise is to make you miserable, suffer, cry, be in pain, despondent. He brings all kinds of things to you, madness, anger, all things he brings to you. And you still hold on to these things. Well, now it's time for it to end. This is the end of that. It ended. Few hours ago, it ended, When 2019 came in, that was the end of it. Now, if you want to pick it up, you do have a problem, and we definitely need to pray for you because you have a problem. See? Now we continue on talking about the comfort of God. God has given us so many promises of comfort and of life. See, he talks of death. Yes, he do. But we know that Satan's has his final death is coming. We know that's coming. But why you want to make him alive now in your life? By always resurrecting the devil. You resurrect him all the time. You kill him off and then you bring him back alive. You kill him off and then you bring him back alive. But listen, this day is final. Let's say this is your final time in my life. I will not allow you, devil, to control my life anymore. I'm going to think on healing. I'm going to think on me being delivered from them nasty habits I have. I'm going to think on me being made whole through and through, from my head to my toe, everything in between. I'm going to just think on those things because Paul gave us a word to do that. Think on the things that are good, you see. Now, that's good, isn't it? You're feeling better. Now, you know, the doctor gave you all these things. What happens when you hear that word? Huh? They enter into your being, don't it? Soon as the doctor say cancer, next thing you know, I'm finna die. That comes where? Right into your being, and you start doing what? Living that, and you get worse and worse and worse because what? You just inducted it into your body. When he said it, instead of just saying, well, doctor, that's your opinion, but I'm not accepting that at this time. I'm not accepting it. See? I'm going a little bit higher than you. I'm going in the Almighty God that gave you your gifts. Yes, you have gifts of your type of healing, but I'm going to be healer. See? And I'm going to recite that word, I shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. You see, if you say it long enough, it will be confirmed in you, but we say it for that 1 minute and think everything's supposed to happen at that particular time instead of continually saying it until it happens. I told you, you can make it happen. What did the scripture say in Psalms when the writer wrote, yea, though I walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, I personally will fear no evil. What does it come when you go through them valleys? Huh? All kind of evil thoughts begin to come and occur in you, don't it? See? You assume everything is going down. You finna go down. I'm finna lose this. I'm finna lose that. All of this you started crying or bringing out in you. And all that is what? A lot of negativity, isn't it? That's a spirit that just overtook you. But when you say, I know you with me, God, huh? And I shall live and not die, and I'm going to declare the works of the Lord. He said, because what? Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. They are with me, and they're going to comfort me all the days of my life. Not some of them, but all the days of my life. Now, let's start talking like we got a God that can do all these things, that gave us life. Come on, start talking to yourself. You know, if you ain't got a preacher there to talk to yourself. Tell yourself, you're going to comfort me through everything, Father. You promised me that. And I'm taking you, you know, according to your promise. What you say, this is what I'm believing today. Aren't you believing that? I know you are. Hey. My God, because, you know, even in Psalms, that Psalms he said surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life too. So why are you so miserable? Why are you always talking down to yourself? And listen, I told you, don't go to the hospital and visit nobody and start talking that same down. You probably kill the people in the hospital by saying that. Oh, you know, I know somebody died of that. Now, you think that's going to uplift them people? Why can't you say, oh, the Lord is with you. He will be with you. All you got to do is just believe it, and I'm here to help you believe it today. Start speaking life to the people in the hospital. Well, you know Aunt Susie died of the same thing. That is not encouraging. You're not bringing life to the person. Do you get it? Take life there. See, you have goodness in you and mercy because it follows you all the time. Now, if it follows you, you know that there's something that's going to happen when you speak life to the other person. You can dislike them, but speak life to them. They could have done you wrong, but speak life to them. Huh? Just speak some life to them. And you say, listen, to that doubt, we pronounce death to doubt. When you ain't got no faith, what? We call faith into your life. The faith of God to be fulfilled in your life. Where all the doubt and unbelief is, we gonna bury that today. Get rid of it right now, right now, right now. Get rid of it, huh? All your doubt and unbelief. You know where? Well, you know, somebody's always talking about getting rid of God. God ain't real. Well, what do you believe? Huh? Do you believe God is real? I believe he's real. No matter how these problems may come, the devil brings this up in your life and bring that up in your life. Bring some mean people in your life. Huh? The mean people could be there, but that don't mean you got to be mean too. You see? You can think the opposite. You can think good to that person. Lord, touch that person. Change them from the way they are, Lord, to the way you desire for them to be. To the end, Lord, let us see the end of that person, not to what he is at this moment. This moment he could be a nasty, mean, you know, cussing, crazy, hot person. But you want to see the end of that person. When God finish with them, finish cultivating them, changing them, giving them his nature and all, you want to see that person like that. Don't you want to see that person like that? I know I do. I don't want to keep seeing it. Lord, let me see the end. And there's some good in him somewhere, Lord. Let it appear right about now. You know? Because people have one thing in mind, to kill your spirit. The devil wants to kill your spirit. But instead of you allowing him to kill your spirit, let's say death to him and his spirit. Get behind me, Satan. Get out of my way, because I'm going to crush you under my feet. You see, say something. You know, let him know today. I know you're scared of the devil because as soon as you say it, most stuff happened to you. You know, that's being scared of the devil, ain't it? But you don't fear God. Huh? If you fear God, listen here. Have faith in him. Believe that you can say to the mountain and the mountain gonna be removed. Huh? Just believe that. You don't have to see anything. Everybody talking about they want to see something. You got eyes, you want to see something. If he showed it to you, you still wouldn't see it because you'll have blinders on. You see? You still wouldn't see. Because you are not spiritual apt to see something. You can't understand the things of the spirit, and you want to understand them, but you want to understand them in your own intellectual way. And it's not possible for you to do it in that manner. See? So he's given you something, given you a house to dwell in. And he said, my house shall be the house of prayer for all people. He didn't identify no special person. He said, for all people. Every time he say all, he mean all. Why you want to dissect the house, and this is the house for the Italians, this is the house for the Spanish, this is the house for the Jewish, this is the house for the Afro-Americans, this is whatever you call people. You know, you got a place for all of. We ought to have a worship house for this one and a worship. That's what is wrong with the world. You got Muslims over here. You got the Jews over here. You got the Episcopalians over here. You got the Baptists over there. And all these people carrying prejudices. We need to kill the prejudices, not the people now, the prejudice spirit.
No.
You want to kill the people, but you, listen here, kill them prejudices that's in you. You know you got one, two, oh, I can't stand them. Why? Because they are of a different denomination than you. They believe different than you. Everybody has a choice to believe as they wish, but not for you to be prejudiced against them. Understand the fact God made it all people. Now, they have to come into the true and living God, and if you live right instead of trying to kill them, let me tell you, God can do something with you for them. Do you get the picture? So death to that part of you that is hating people. Death to that right now. Come on, cancel it out in the name of Jesus right now. Put it under your feet, mash it, stomp it hard, and keep stomp it till you stomp a hole in it. See, that's what you do. Don't hold on to the new year is here. Now, let that stuff go. I know you promised you was if you went to church. You promised you were. Found out no longer they promised. The date is probably done fell through. Come on. Now, you know that's normally what it is. You done forgot what you promised when you was in church. Sounded good when the preacher was telling you to do it and to come up and to do all of that. It sound good. Felt good at the time, didn't it? No sooner as you got out, you say, I'm going in the real world now. So I got to pick up 2018 and use it. See, this is what people do. Go back and pick it up. Start all over with the same thing, and they say, well, the prophets must have wasn't right because I don't see nothing change. No, you didn't change your way of doing things and thinking and talking. You went back and picked all the stuff that you call yourself putting in a garbage bag, tying one of them ties around it, taking it to the dump. You want to get it way out from around your house. You're going to put it in the dump. But you went back to the dump, picked it up, and brought it back home, didn't you? See, you thought I didn't see you do that. Okay, I saw you do that. See, God trying to give you something. This is what he want to do. He want to give you his eternal life. And with his eternal life comes the blessings of God. He said they're going to overtake you. They cannot overtake you if you keep holding on to garbage. Do you get the picture? You still want to hold on to garbage, don't you? But let that garbage go. Let it go. Yeah? See, you got to let it go. All right? Don't you want to, let's ask this first, long. So, don't you want to let it go? Do you want to keep holding on to all this stuff you held on to in 2018? Do you still want to hold on to that today? Do you really? The sicknesses that come in your life? The brokenness, you ain't had no money for this, that, or other. Do you want to still hold on to all that? Then you do what you have to do, what needs to be done to get the job done. for God to come into your life and do it. Do what he asks you to do. Do what is required of you to do. And don't stop. When you don't stop, it keeps coming in. It keeps rolling in. But when you stop, it stops. Hmm? It's like when you plant a seed. Hmm? You got to water your seed. Water your seed with some prayer. Huh? Water with thanksgiving. Worshiping God, who is the one that makes everything grow. He makes everything grow. Your pocketbook grows. Your abilities grows. Your creative abilities grow. You grow in grace. Everything grows by the power of God. He's the one that carries it through. Don't you want him to do that? I know you do today. I'm not going to doubt that at all. I know that you want things to be different, don't you? Hmm? Because, pardon me, because listen. You want to be in the house of God forever, don't you? You don't want to leave. No, we're not talking about that building down the street from where you live. Huh? The house of the living God. You want to, when you call, you want him to answer, don't you? Hmm? When you cry, you want him to wipe away every tear, don't you? Come on now, answer. Talk to yourself. Don't you want him to do that? If your baby's sick, you want to lay your hands on him and that fever cease, don't it? Hmm? You're going to keep crying out to God until something happens, isn't it? Amen. Now, the only way it's going to happen is you're going to have to make it happen. And it's in your hands. Hmm? I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. That's what the words say. I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. God, does that sound like God holding something back from you? He's not holding anything back from you. He's trying to give you everything. He's trying to make you even comfortable. What did the psalm say? Hmm? His rod and staff comfort you? All the days of your life. Does it sound like he want to make you miserable? That doesn't sound like it to me. And there's many more scriptures on that, that God is forever wanting to make things better for you. No matter even if you lost your loved one, he still want to make things better for your knowledge is that you know your loved one is up with him and ain't down in hell with the devil. You see? Now, that should comfort you, shouldn't it? Ah, see? You want to think, well, I lost my brother, lost my son, I lost my wife, I lost this, lost that. Yeah, but who did you lose them to? Think on those things. Paul told you to think on the things that are good, the things that you know God have done already for you, think on those things, and that should comfort you. See, he's giving you comfort all through the Bible. There is words of comfort for every situation. Hmm? Every situation. See? Be comforted today. I know you said, but you ain't. I done lost to many people too. You see? But I'm confident in the word of God. The doubt when I heard and seen what I saw. Now, I would be crying now if they were somewhere else, you know. Every time you're looking, I'll be crying. Because, oh, Lord, they're gone. I wish you could have done more. See, that's why you need to testify to your people. Your children, your wife, your husband, or whoever around that is, don't know Jesus, don't want to know him, you should still live the life in front of them, and you should still testify to them the word of God. You should always tell them, say, what God done for me, he could do for you too. you see, because you don't want them to be lost, do you? I know I wouldn't want them to be lost, would you? What did John 14 say, tell you? Everybody should know that. I mean, I thought everybody. He said, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me, in me, in me. Who are they talking? Jesus. Jesus talking about, if you believe in the Father, believe in him too. Mm-hmm. Because why he wants you to do it, he said, in my Father's house are many mansions, whichever way you want to call it. And he said, if it wasn't so, he would have told you. See? But he told you because he was going to prepare a place for you. In other words, he has comfort at that time for you too, because he's already prepared somewhere for you to be. You ain't got to worry about, well, where I'm going, what house I'm going to live in, how's that going to work? Well, read the Bible and you'll find out how it's going to work. You see? He's going to prepare a place for you. Now, you think he prepared a place for? To be empty? He got your name on it. Do you see? If he prepared a place for you, Y-O-U, that means he got what? Your name on it. It's waiting for you. And when he comes, he going to do what? He going to take you to the place he got prepared for you. You see what I'm saying? Isn't that comforting too? You don't have to worry about it, but you got to be where? In Jesus, right? Believing in God, believing in his son Jesus. They go together. You can't have one without the other. No matter who tell you what, you can't have one without the other. I throw that in for free. Don't cost you nothing. See what I'm saying? He tell you don't even trouble yourself. Why? Okay, where you got to walk. See, that's what Psalms was about. It doesn't matter where you got to walk, how you had to walk, what you went through. He's still there. Only way he's not there, you have done what? Turned your head away from him, your heart away from him. See? You turned away from it. But even if you repent, he'll turn back, won't he say? And he will forgive you sin. He'll forgive them. See? When you go against God, it don't matter, I'm mad with God. And how long can you stay mad with God? I guess you can stay long as you can be mad with me. Because some people mad with me for the past, how many years they know me? For over 30, 40 years, they still mad. And for the life of me, I don't know what you're mad about. You ain't told me yet what you're mad about. What did I do to you so you to be that mad? What did I say? Okay? You gonna die being mad. So you miss your time when God changed years. You miss your time to make your change, didn't you? So each year, instead of making changes, doing things differently, and trying to get rid of all of this stuff, dirt and everything in your life, you take it over and over, and every year you taking it over because you're still mad with somebody. Now you need to quit. Because you're going to end up, you and the devil going to be roommates. You see? So you need to let it go. Told you. Or everything. This day, don't let another year go by with that mean, hateful spirit you got. Them bad attitudes, them little snotty way you talk and answer people. Think about it now. You snap them up and talk snotty to them and everything. You need to get rid of that right now. See? Don't go another day into the new year. Let this new year be the most blessed year you ever had in your life, entire life. It can happen. It can happen because you're going to make it happen. Did you hear what I'm saying? That is my byword now, making it happen. You can make it happen. Get rid of it. You can make it happen. Throw it all aside. Cast it out. You only can make things happen for yourself. The prophecies that were prophesied cannot happen unless you make it happen. You're going to have to agree with it and make that choice that you're going with what God say. I'm going to believe his word and his prophet. Hello. My goodness. Hallelujah, Jesus. Did you hear that?
Amen.
Glory be to God. Well, you know, no, I didn't want to go nowhere. I want Hallelujah. We want to give chance to talk to people to talk to, and you can give your views on whatever you want to give on this New Year's Eve. And we're going to let somebody else give theirs too.
Praise the Lord. We thank Apostle for that powerful word. You know, when you walk through the valley, you got to understand where you're at too. If you don't know you're in the valley, how can you get your way out? You know, a lot of people don't. But I was trying to tell Apostle about this movie I saw yesterday. And it wasn't so much as the action, but it was the script and how the script was written. And it said the woman, the Chinese woman, asked the American man, she asked him, "So what do you fight for?" And the guy said, "I fight for many flags. I fight for many countries." And the woman said, "You mean you don't stand for one or stand for something?" And that's what we're challenging you today for this year. Are you going to stand or are you going to fold up? Do you want to fight for all other stuff instead of fighting for God? And that's where it's at. You know, and I say, man, you know, and as I got into the story, it was that the gentleman, he could not get over what this woman told him about, can you stand for something? Can you stand for one thing? You know, and would you fight for it? And the woman say she's been where she was at for, I'm not going to tell you the movie, but she's been where you've been at. She's been there, and that's what she stands for because she was raised up to do this. It wasn't the fact that she didn't have to, but she was raised up and she knew no other thing to do. But he did. But yet still, he came forth and he stayed and helped. Because whatever when she told him that, it broke him down. And he decided in his mind and in his heart that he was going to stand for something. But can you stand for something? Can you stand up for something, especially when someone asks you and talks to you? Like, for instance, when we go out and witness, do we really stand for God when we witness? Do we really stand for him? Do we really put our heart and soul when we talk to people, when we witness? Do we really stand up? And can we stand up? Can we stand up for the honor of God? That's what it's all about. Can we stand? You know, and I thought about it all night, and I said, well, goodness. I said, when I watched it and I listened to the script, and I'm saying, man, Christian people need to see this. That can you stand? Can you witness to somebody that you can break them down and see and get to their heart on what's going on? Can you tell them that what you're doing is not right? What you're doing, you need to learn how to come into the fold, to figure out who you are. What do you want to do? Where are you? Number one, where are you going? We in 2019, where are we going? Which way direction we headed? As Apostle was saying, 2018 gone. We in 2019 now.
Can we move about? Can we move on? Can we get the can we get to the right position to be blessed? Can we be in the right place? See, a lot of times we out of place. We the ones do this. God can tell us to do something, we do something else.
All right.
That's when we fall behind. Mm-hmm. See, if you want to stay ahead, you got to stay with God.
All right.
Because God is going to lead you in the right direction no matter what happens. He's going to protect you, he's going to lead you, and he's going to bless you. But it's up to you. You got to have faith in him, you got to have belief in him. You got to know who you are and stand up and stand with him. If you don't, just like Apostle say, you're going to be with the devil. You're going to be a roommate with him. You're going to stand up and you're going to be with him, and that's just going to be that. You're just going to be an imp for the devil. You don't want to be an imp for the devil, but you want to be an angel of God. You want to be able to thrive. You want to be able to stand tall. You want to be able to be with him. You want to be able to cherish and bask in the light and the glory of God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, knowing the feeling of the glory of God, it sometimes, you know, I can listen, you know, it's a song I listen to that it makes goosebumps come under my skin. And I feel it, the warmness all in my body, and I say, Jesus, that's it, you know. And it's a lot of things that a lot of us know that moves us, that we need to stick with that feeling. But the thing about it is this. We're in a world today that we got so many distractions,
mm-hmm,
that we fall away from that good gracious of God, that feeling that God puts in us, the Spirit puts in us. We fall away from it. And as Apostle and Bishop say, the Spirit is sensitive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When it's there, it's there. But when it's gone, it's gone. You know, we got to understand how we can keep it, how we can hold on to it. See, but it's so many things going on in the world today that it's hard for our attention to stay. And that's where the problem comes in at. To keep our attention, to keep our hearts in the right direction, to keep our spirits in the right place. If we don't keep our spirit in the right place, as apostles say, we got so much garbage we hold on to. We got so many things we harbor. And we also got so many things we idolize.
All right.
We got shoes, clothes, car, house, people. We even got food we idolize.
Uh-huh.
If you really want to get down to it.
Amen.
So we got to understand that all these things we got to break off.
Yes.
Put it in its proper place.
Uh-huh.
The same thing about people with money. You can't let money rule you. You're supposed to rule it.
Yeah.
All right.
So, therefore, once we get into these different categories where we're always worrying about this, we're worrying about that, all we're doing is falling behind.
Mm-hmm.
We need to keep our guards up. Because if we don't start not falling behind, we'll be good. But we fall behind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we in 2019. We ain't got no business falling behind the 2018. Matter of fact, we ain't got no business worrying about the 60s. That's gone. It's all gone. Now, if you want to repeat history, that's on you. But I want to move forward. I don't want to repeat history. I got some good and I got some bad, which everybody does. Everybody has bad memories. Everybody got good memories. Now, I would like to hold on to the good memories, but the bad memories do creep in, and that ain't nothing but the devil. So, you know, it's a balance. It is a balance. Now, if you want to create something in the Lord. If you want to do something in the Lord. Matter of fact, do something for your church. If you ain't got nothing else better to do something for the church. Give your pastor an idea on what you can do to grow. Give him an idea on what you can do to raise something for the church. Do something good with your life for the 2019. Do something good. Don't worry about the other stuff. Do something good. If you want to be blessed, do something good. that goes to the right reasons and the right thing. But make sure you have the right reason and the right heart. Because a lot of people do things for a pat on the back, or they do things just for accolades or whatever. But do it for the right reasons. Do it for the grace of God. Do it for the goodness of your heart.
Yes.
Not with strings attached, like somebody's going to be your puppet. See, because that's where a lot of things fall. At you want a puppet. You don't want nothing strong. You don't want the word of God, but you want a puppet. Let's not try to make people out of puppets for you. If anything, what's going to happen is they're going to be wind up making a puppet out of you, because they're going to use you, what you did, against you. So, we really got to watch out on how sin creeps in and on how we do things. But as I say to you right now, before I pass it over to Bishop Porter, is that we need to leave 2018 behind. Let's move strong in 2019, y'all. All right? Amen?
Praise the Lord. And I just thank God, amen, for what our ears have heard and what our hearts have felt. Praise God. But we are in a new year. Praise the Lord. Amen. And I'm glad, amen, that the Lord brought me over. You know, as Dave was ministering, I began to reminisce, you know, about this song. You know, I learned this song, praise God, not at home, not even in the church, but on the football field. And this was a song that our head football coach, when I was in high school, we used to have to recite this every afternoon after practice. After we practiced for an hour and a half or 2 hours, he would have everybody to come in a hole, I mean 50 or 60 guys, and take off our headgears. And we had to repeat this 23rd song. That was every afternoon after practice. And every Friday night or Saturday night when we played on the weekend, whether we won or lost, we had to say it before a game and after a game, whether we won or lost. And that's how I got this 23rd song in my heart. And what it is, it's a song of triumph. It's a song of victory, and this is what David recited after beheading Goliath, after defeating Goliath. And he took his head and he began to recite this song, that the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. And I want you, if you have your Bible, just to look after how many eyes are in this song, how many minds. And how many me? Come on, somebody. Notice, amen, he's not, amen, writing to the church. Come on. People are saying, well, me time. Now, this is the me time David had. He made it personally. Am I right? If you read it, start it off with, the Lord is my, there go one, shepherd. I shall not want. He make me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anoint my head with oil. My cup is running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. David made it personally. What about you today? Praise God. David said, the Lord is my shepherd. In other words, David was saying, I have everything that I need that I shall not lack. Oh, when you got to the good shepherd, he is our good shepherd. Am I right? We can't fail. Why? Because we is following, amen, the good shepherd is Jesus Christ. Amen. He's showing here, David, amen, that God is a caring shepherd and a dependable guide. We can depend on Jesus. He is reliable. He is resourceful. He's all those things. And he will never, never, never let us down. Ain't you glad about that? Oh, we put our trust too much in the wrong thing, in the wrong folk, praise God. But all our trust should be in our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. We must follow God and obey his commandments now. Come on now. He is our only hope for eternal life, and he is our security. And it's good to know, amen, that we have, amen, a good shepherd. Praise the Lord. Amen. And St. Matthew 6:33 said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. In other words, he have all, we are already better than blessed when you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Amen. And all the material things come with that. Come on. But now it's time, amen, in the year of 2019 to seek those things that are above and not things on this earth. Why? Because if you go down and if you read and pick up in verse 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I'm going to stop right there. And you know why? Because death casts a frightening shadow over all us. Come on, somebody. It's very frightening. Oh, when we talk about death. But notice what our shepherd said. David said that he will do what? Yea, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will feel no evil, for thou art with me. See? Mama can't go when death goes. Come on, somebody. Oh, y'all done got quiet now. Huh? Father can't go. Sisters and brothers cannot go. We lost the son. We didn't go with Chris. Our heart was heavy. Come on now. Tears flow. See, Chris is going on to be with the Lord. See, but Chris himself knows. Say, I don't need these tools. I don't need this. I have seen the Lord. He saw the glory of the Lord. He saw his presence. He was with Chris. Praise the Lord. And I'm glad about it. Praise God. And if he was with Chris, he'll be with you and I. Praise God. Because he said, I never leave you nor forsake you. Praise the Lord. I thank God that he'll be with you even with death. This is why David say, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Praise God. He'll give you that inner peace that you need. Oh, praise God. And we want to, amen, walk through this year of 2019 holding our heads up, quit twiddling our fingers, feeling sorry for ourselves, getting down on yourself. Shake it off, praise God. Take the limits off, praise God. God is God. I want to ask you a question. How big is your God? David knew, amen, that he had God on his side after facing a 9-foot giant. Now, you look at the odds of that battle. You're going to say, ain't no way that he can win that battle. But all when you got God on your side, is more than the whole world is against you. Oh, I'm glad about it today, that Jesus is Lord. And this is what Deacon Michael is talking about. How bold are you, amen, when you're out, praise God, amongst society, amongst your friends, amongst your coworkers, praise God, and take a stand for right and righteousness. Praise God. Can you stand firm and tell, amen, the world that Jesus is Lord? It's all about him today. Praise God. Man, we're living in the last days, and Jesus is soon to come. Oh, I'm glad about it. He described the Lord as a shepherd. David wrote out his own experience. He experienced this thing. When you done experience it, when you know. When you know he done brought you from death door. When you know he done brought you from sickness. Praise God. When the doctors done gave you up and say they done all that they can do. Praise God. We got that phone call just one day last week. praise God, then give their family member up. But so far, they still here. Amen. Jesus get the final say. He get the last word. It ain't over till Jesus say it's over. Come on, somebody. Somebody needs to hold their head up. Amen. It's just the second day, amen, of 2019. Shake it off. Praise God. Everything going to be all right. He always bring you out to bring you into something better. Praise God. I heard apostles say, forget about, amen, 18. Amen. Well, all you didn't do in 18, amen, is over. Praise God. And we are in a brand new year. The year changed. The day changed. The hour changed. Minute change, second change, and oh, as it is in the natural, our Lord and Savior, he never changed. He is God. And besides him, he said, there is no other. He said, when you're in the water, you will not be overflowing. Come on, somebody. When you're in the fire, he said, you will not be burned. That's a promise that we have for every situation in our lives, every problem, every condition. He always have a promise for us. I'm glad about it today that we serve a risen Savior. He made me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. Praise God. He's always there. Praise God. Oh, our shepherd, he guides us through contentment. We chose, amen, him. Why? Because he, amen, is the only true and risen Savior. Praise the Lord. Am I right? And I'm glad, amen, that he went on the cross, amen, and died for my sins. What about you today? Make this thing personal. This is what David done. Praise God. He made it personal. And, amen, and when you make it personal, praise God, he said, if you draw nigh to me, he'll draw nigh to you. Praise God. So this is what David done. Ain't you glad about it? Praise God. You can make it personal. Man. Now, we always talk about me time. This is the me time we need to put in. I, myself, and me. When it comes down to your personal, amen, relationship with our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Are y'all listening to me today? Praise God. Amen. I thank God, amen, for this 23rd Psalm. Amen, because it's powerful. Praise God. It gives you, amen, what you need to stand firm. To encourage your heart, praise God, and not, amen, to take down, amen, to stand fast in the faith, praise God. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Why? Amen. When his name is out there, praise God. Oh, he going to, amen, manifest his name for his name's sake. Notice what David said. Amen, in the song. Right. He didn't go in his own name. He didn't go into his own strength. Praise God. But he came, praise God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ against Goliath. Praise God. Man, when we go in the name of the Lord, praise God, and you put him first and foremost, praise God, and make him head of your life, praise God, he will bring you out. But now don't worry about how he's going to do it or when he's going to do it. He always have a way that is mighty sweet, and he will do it, praise God. He'll leave you scratching your head how he done perform a miracle. And he is a miracle worker with wonders to be performed. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank God, amen, for Jesus Christ. Oh, man, you know we want to open up the phone line right now. Praise God, and want to give you some time, amen, to share, amen, of what the Lord, amen, have done for you, amen, or what are you are looking for great things for this year of 2019. Well, you may just want to testify how good God is, how good he have been to you, your family, praise God, how he, amen, heal your body. I know somebody out there have a testimony. We want to open up the phone lines, praise God, amen, of this year of 2019, praise God. Oh, praise God, amen. The board here is all lit up, praise God, and we want you, amen, to come on, amen, and talk, amen, and share the goodness of the Lord, amen. I know somebody out there, praise God, man, want to tell, amen, let's tell the world, amen, amen, that Jesus, amen, is Lord, and he is the only true and risen Savior. He's the one that brought you out, amen. All praise the Lord, amen. God is a good God, amen. He will do great things, amen. We're waiting on you now, amen. We have some time, and we just want to... he brought you through the Christmas holiday time, amen. He brought you through the New Year's on yesterday, and today is the second day already of the year of 2019. Praise God, amen. And if you just want to open up, amen, the phone line, praise God, and let you, man, share and talk how good the Lord is. Oh, you may want to ask the question, praise God, I'm here. Praise God, Apostle here, man, and we'll be able to do the best that we can. Praise God, we don't have all answers, but we're going to tell you what thus said the Lord to the best of our ability. Praise God. Amen. This is what it's all about. Amen. But this 23rd song is a powerful, powerful song, and it's personal. David made it personal. Amen. He said, I mind me. Praise God. Amen. Amen. He didn't include nobody with this one. Praise God. I don't even think he included his wives. He didn't include, amen, another his children, but he includes himself all the way through the song. Amen. From the first verse all the way down to the sixth verse. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Don't have nobody, amen, want to call in and share the goodness of the Lord. Praise God. So we'll go on then. Thank the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So in verse 5, he said, Thou prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Thou anoint my head with oil. My cup is running over. Praise God. Amen. Ain't you glad, amen, that is one baptism, but many refilling? And he will, amen, he will fill you, amen. But you got to ask. Open up your mouth and ask. He said, you have not because you ask not. And when you ask to miss, amen, and in doubt and unbelief. Praise God. If you want to move God, you got to show him some faith. Do we have a caller? Praise the Lord, amen. Praise God. Amen, we have to show him, amen, some faith. Am I right? Amen. The Bible tells us that it's impossible to please God without what? Without faith. Amen. Faith is a mountain mover. Praise God. What is faith, Bishop? Faith is trusting, amen, the word of God. Amen. In other words, if God spoke it, he's able to perform it. Praise God. Oh, he always have a way that is mighty sweet to bring us out. Amen. Oh, praise God. Amen. Oh, he will do. He will do it. Praise God. Got somebody on the line? Praise the Lord. Hit one. Hello, you on air? You on air? Hello? Hello?
Happy New Year. Can you hear me?
Happy New Year.
Good morning.
I hear you. Go ahead. Good morning.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year to my Florida family. I love you guys. This is Diana Dungy. I just want to say this is the day that the Lord has made, and no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter what man says it to be or we perceive it to be, we shall rejoice, we shall have peace, and we shall be glad in it. And this year in 2019, I believe God is going to open doors all the way throughout the year. Open doors for each and every one. I believe that as we continue to stand on the promises of God, as we read his word, as we take him for as his promises, as we walk in faith, as we love his people, as we put him first, that he's going to do everything that he has promised us he's going to do. God said, do not forsake him. Do not take him as somebody weak, regardless of what's going on in this world. God said, in the end, we win. I don't care what it looks like. If we put our trust in God, continue to focus on him, who he is, and not what he can do for us, I know that there are going to be some great, great blessings, some abundance of blessings coming forth in this new year. Everywhere I listen, every minister I've been hearing, all they've been saying is this is a year that God is going to show up and show out for his people. I'm believing, I'm standing on the word where he says, the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. So everything that you have been praying for and believing God for, start believing, start looking for it, start anticipating. He said, raise up your expectations on him in 2019. Call him at his word. He said, try me and see, aren't I good? God wants to do a new thing in each and every one of our lives. Like Apostle, like Bishop, like Deacon Michael all said, leave the past behind. You can't be looking at a closed door and think you're going to go through an open door. You have to start looking forward. You have to leave the past away behind. There's nothing we can do about the past. It's over and it's done with. We can't go back and change anything. But we can use the past to make us better in the future. So I just thank God. I thank God for his love. I thank God for his grace. I thank God for his mercy. I thank God that no matter what we do, how many mistakes we make, he still loves us. He still loves us. He said there's nothing that can separate us from him and his love. I thank God for the Holy Ghost hookup that he's given me with Apostle and Bishop Porter. I thank God for each and every one of you on this Blog Talk Radio. Time to talk about it. You're here for a reason. Nothing is accidental. God has you guys on this radio station to listen and to receive all the nuggets, all the different prayers that have been prayed for you. It's not a coincidence. So don't take it lightly. Don't take anything that happens in your life lightly. Everything happens for a reason. So we have to learn from it. Learn from our mistakes. Learn from our failures. Learn from our successes. And use those to help somebody else to get through. That's what it's all about. We can't be selfish. We can't be selfish in this year. This is a year, like I say, of new beginnings. This is a year to do whatever we did wrong in 2008. Let's try to make it right and great in 2019. Let's go with God. I pray that our ears be tuned to God's lips and that we hear, say, do, and be according to his will and his way. I pray that each and every one on this line today hears God's voice. I pray that whatever your need is, that you turn it over to the Lord. Whatever heartbreaks, disappointments you may have, I pray that you give it to God and let him fix it. He said, let me bathe your emotions with my blood. Let me give you joy for your nights of mourning. God wants us to have the best. He said he wishes above all things that we prosper and be in health as our souls prosper. Our souls can only prosper if we give it to him. If we read his word, if we learn his ways, if we talk to him every day, if we put him first, our souls will prosper and our lives will prosper. I just thank God for all that he's going to do. I'm expecting great things in 2019, not just for me, but for each and every one of you as well, and especially for my apostle and my bishop and all those that are connected with them. I love you guys. And I just thank God for being God all by himself. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Somebody
Well, we praise the Lord for Pastor Dungy giving that wonderful word. But did everyone understand what she was saying and what Bishop Porter was saying and Apostle Porter? Did you understand that about leaving the dead behind? All that deadness we got running around, we need to leave that behind. But we need to learn how to live from our past. We need to learn how to live from the past. We need to learn from it. And that's what we need to do. And we need to learn how to progress also in the Lord. Okay? Does anybody else have anything to say right quick, like? Got a couple of minutes. Anybody else? Y'all come on and say a word. Give us something. Give us a little nugget, you know. It don't take much. But we thank God for each and every one of you. Since I got no takers today, we thank God for each and every one of you. And don't forget, you can write us at Post Office Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. And you can always write us there. Send in a line. Send in your donations. We're still doing great works, and we still need your help on a lot of things. And don't forget, Time to Talk About It every Wednesday and Thursday from 9 to 10:30, 347-857-3925. And on Tuesday nights, we have Bible Talk, and on Friday, we have prayer, the Wailing Walls prayer line, and it's the same number. It's 218-548-6746, 3333 pound. And prayer is at 11 p.m. on Friday nights. And if you're in the neighborhood, you can stop by the church on Sundays at 1 p.m. And that's at 31325 County Road 437, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. Now, what I'm saying that is because of the fact we don't take any mail there. But if you physically be in the neighborhood, drop by. Okay, that's what we want to say. If you're physically in the neighborhood, drop by. And we're there, and we have a Holy Ghost good time. We have some good discussions, and Sunday school is amazing. You know, we have it for the kids, and we have it for the grown-ups. So everybody is welcome. And we thank you, and God bless each and every one of you that listen today. And may health, wealth, and strength be with you all through the year at this time. And we thank you, and God bless you. And until tomorrow morning, same time, same station. All right.
Worrying how the story is,
I can let go.
God, let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.